Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Today on The View from Wayne America, our topic is the Pierce County Fair, coming up July 28th to August 1st. And we have Kathy Lauer with us to tell us all about the Pierce County Fair. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. So, yes, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, getting close. And so what is your connection to the Pierce County Fair?
I am one of the many directors.
One of the many directors. It takes a whole group.
It does. It does, and we have a lot of great volunteers, but I think we're excited and have a lot of things coming back that people really enjoy and a couple new things to throw in there, too. So something for everybody.
So how long has Kathy been on the fair board?
This will be my 26th fair.
Wow, that's plenty.
Yeah, well, when it all comes together and the kids have a good time, it's well worth the time and the effort.
Well, yeah, that's why we do it, to make fun for everybody. All right, anything new on the fairgrounds that you want to talk about?
The fairgrounds itself is looking really nice. We've got things all spruced up. The only new thing that people will mention is that the bingo stand that's been there forever is gone. That poor building just needs to have something new done there. So there still will be bingo. It'll be in the air-conditioned pavilion, but that bingo stand that stood there for so long is missing. Rest of our buildings are in tip-top shape, though, so nothing new construction that way. Okay. Just getting ready for all the events.
All right. Same game, different place.
That's right.
Well, like I say, the fair gets underway July 28th, the first day of the fair, which is Wednesday, of course.
Yep, so that is our entry day, so be planning now for all of the 4-H kids are ready to roll, but open class, which is open to anybody to enter anything that they've made or done this year that they want to show off, so you can enter those on Wednesday, and then Wednesday night we have our barrel race back for the fifth year starting at 6 o'clock, and that is our free night, so you can come out and enter your exhibits, take in the food vendors, and enjoy the barrel race at no charge.
Okay, the kids, I assume, the ones that do the barrel race.
No, it's kids and juniors and adults.
Juniors and adults. Oh, so you have classes, more or less.
Yes. So last year we had 100 and some riders. So
wow.
It'll be a full evening of barrel racing.
That's
so
a lot
of time.
That's a lot of horses.
It is a lot of horses.
You must have a lot of room for them.
We do. So we are a general admission fair, so you don't pay to get on our grounds. You just pay to get in at the grandstand. And we have a nice open area that is kind of revamped every day for that night's events.
Okay, so you're just charging for the big events at the grandstand then?
That's correct, yep.
All right, well, moving into Thursday, what's going on Thursday?
Thursday night we brought back the Nebraska Bush Pullers. That starts at 7 o'clock Thursday, so this would be the 29th. And there's 7 different classes. And then Friday night is one of our new events. So everybody has always liked the bull riding at the Pierce County Fair. So this year we have also brought you bull fighting. So this is going to be exciting. It's a lot like a bull ride, but instead of it being cowboy versus bull, it is bull versus bull fighter. So it's kind of a physical contest between the bull and the bull fighter. These are, I think, going to be a real acrobatic exhibit, as these fighters can perform stunts around these. They're like a little 1,000-pound bulls, and they earn points. So the more style, control, and the closer they get to that bull, the more points they'll earn. So it should be a real exciting event to see. And then we have Borderline in the Beer Garden following the Extreme Bullfight. So both of those things are on Friday night.
All right. This isn't the kind of bullfighting like they do in Spain.
It's more like the bullfighting they do to protect the bull riders.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So no bulls are getting hurt.
No bulls are getting hurt. Nope. But we kept the bull riding as well. So that will be back, but on Saturday night this year. So that's the Double S Extreme Bull Riding. That will be at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And we have Luke Mills and the Highway Drifters in the Beer Garden following the bull ride on Saturday. Saturday is kind of a full day, so we have our mud volleyball tournament in the morning, the kids pedal pole that afternoon, and then this in the evening. the balloon colors to clown, balloon lady for the face painting as well. We'll be back on the ground Saturday and Sunday. And we have brought in the Horn Tea Zoo also that will be throughout. So a lot of things for the kids to do too. The Horn Tea Zoo is not going to be the animals that you see on the farm. It's going to be more your exotic animals that you can get up close and personal with.
And you say they're going to be there the whole run of the fair for the most part.
They're going to be there through Thursday through Sunday, and Colors the Clown with balloons and face painting will be there on Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Do you have age categories for the kids' pedal bowl?
That is 4 through 12, and you can just register your kiddos an hour before that pedal pull, and that starts at 3 o'clock
okay.
in front of the grandstand.
Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
Okay, and we continue on Sunday.
Sunday, we have our FFA hog wrestling at 12:30. We have the ATV rodeo at 2:30, and then we close out with our demolition derby at 6 o'clock that night. So a lot of mud and water all day Sunday, so should be great. The Demolition Derby is the mods, the limited weld, the 90s and newer, and the bone stock. And one thing that we've done this year new with the Demolition Derby is we've thrown in a duo bone stock. So this is where you have two people in the car. One runs the gas and one steers. So just an extra exciting class that we have thrown in to our ever-popular Demolition Derby.
All right, and that wraps up the whole event with the Demolition Derby, huh?
Yep, we'll have the two church stands on the ground. River City Carnival is back. We have other food vendors, a lot of 4-H activities. All the shows, like I said, are free for the 4-H and open class animal shows. So if that's something you enjoy, you can come out and watch those at no charge. Since we are a general admission, it is just $20 a day for the night events. At the grandstand, or $60 for a season pass gets you in to see all those events we've talked about, and kids 10 and under are free to the grandstand as well.
All right. How about the carnival rides? Do you have ride tickets?
The carnival will be selling ride tickets and armbands each day. They will be on the grounds and open at 5 o'clock on Thursday and Friday night and open at noon until midnight on Saturday and Sunday. So we have a lot of sponsors that we need to recognize and help bring these events to us. So if you see any of those that you've seen listed on the posters or their signage out there, please thank them as well. But I hope everybody can mark your calendar for July 28th through August 1st and plan to join us.
All right. That's the Pierce County Fair. Tell everybody how to get to the fairgrounds in Pierce.
We are on the north side of town, so from the courthouse north, coming in on Highway 13, and there will be signage there.
All right. And do you have a website for people to go to check out more details?
Yep, PierceCountyFair.org has everything listed, or you can find us on Facebook. Shoot me an email, and I'm going to be the one that's going to answer you.
All right. And how about your phone number for people who want to call and ask questions?
402-329-4327.
Anything else you want to talk about before we say goodbye?
Well, we're excited. The weather will be warm the way it sounds, but it cools off nice in the evenings. And we have grandstand with roof over it. We've got bleachers. Feel free to bring lawn chairs for any events, and I hope everybody plans to join us.
All right. Well, thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Kathy Lauer again as we visit about the Pierce County Fair. Again, the dates are July 28th through August 1st.
Been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the news.